Anytime.
What do you need to tell me to start? I'm just waiting for action. I'm waiting for action. I'm Richie Swan, and I'm with Harriet Jeffries, also known as the Gym Beard. And we are a girl and a gay in the gym. Before we start, I just want to say thank you to everyone for listening and rating and reviewing last week, because we got into the top 40 with Sarah's Story. Number 38, we got to. Our bosses that were like Britney, we've been in the charts.
Hit me, baby.
I made up.
One more podcast.
One more podcast. Hi to Lisa Pio, who messaged us on Instagram, who's been loving our podcast, of course, babe. And you shared your ping moment with us. And it says that you've been going to spin classes in your local gym, and I want to know why you haven't been to mine and Rise. Babe, I am fuming because I'm sure I'm better. But anyway, it's great to see how you've changed your life around as well. And keep up the hard work, babe. Size 8, ripped, amazing.
Also, hi to James, who's listening in Brighton, who's fuming because he's not a girl or a gay. But he still loves the podcast, so hi, babe. But considering you're living in Brighton, you sure, hon?
You sure? Have you been looking at me on Instagram, Jane? Today is a special day. We've just found out our Hattie is carrying a child. Congratulations.
I don't know who the dad is. No, I'm really messing.
Well, I've got a pen and paper. We can start writing down and we'll narrow down who it could be.
Have you got a phone book?
Well, now you're married, we're guessing it's not the husband.
He's going to listen to this and go, you've made a show of me on that podcast again.
Again. Sounds Luke. So we thought it would be good to talk in this episode about how pregnancy is going to affect your fitness and diet and journey, and also get Harriet's top tips on how to trap your fella first time. So, how long have you known, babe?
Found out on New Year's Day. I had like a couple of Proseccos on New Year's Eve and felt terrible. Went to bed in a mood at about 8 o'clock.
Did you kick off?
Yeah. I hadn't done anything wrong. I was just being myself, you know what I mean? Highly irrational.
He was breathing.
Yeah, he was existing near me. And I woke up starving, like, I'm not joking, starving, yeah. Beyond the point of starving. So I got myself up and went to Tesco's and I was like, I need 6 crumpets. And when I was in a queue, I was literally about to go to the till and I turned around and I saw a clear blue pregnancy test and I was like, I don't know what it was, but I just went over and picked it up. Come home. Didn't even tell Luke that I went and bought a pregnancy test. And then he walked past and he was getting ready and I was sat on the toilet with the door open with the pregnancy test in my hand and went, oh my God, I'm pregnant. And he went, shut up.
What was your first symptoms, babe?
I think the first thing is you feel shattered, like tired to the point where you feel like you can barely lift your head up. I've never felt tiredness like it. And then it was going into January, so it was like the busiest time of the year for us. And every day I was going home and like passing out unconscious. And then when I got to about, I would say about 6.5 weeks, I felt like I was having the worst hangover of my life.
Were you sick?
Yeah, horrendous. I didn't carry that first few months very well. There was no grace about it.
Well, I know we couldn't train, could we?
No, I had to have a month off, didn't I?
Yeah.
I couldn't do anything. I literally was struggling to teach a class and I've never been like that. I couldn't bear the thought of things. Like, I would walk past people and this is no good working in a spin studio if someone smelt like sweat. That was me. I was gone. I was like, oh my God.
Did your senses like get heightened? So was your senses smell heightened and all that?
Yeah, definitely. Because if Luke was cooking something, we've got quite a big house. And if you're in our bedroom, like, you'd never know what was going on in the kitchen downstairs. Yeah. And if he was cooking something, I knew exactly what he was making, everything that was in it. It was, oh my God, it knocked me sick. A few times, like, I came in and the smell of his food, I'd have to, like, bomb it up the stairs.
So have you had cravings?
Yeah, just foods in general, to be honest with you, babe. Anything, everything, as quick as I could get it in my gob.
Really? So yeah, I've got a client, Danielle, and she sleeps with a packet of Jacob crackers next to her.
That's to help with, like, the sickness, isn't it?
I'm not sure. Is that what it is? So you,
yeah, like, or I slept with a packet of ginger nuts next to my bed because everyone told me ginger biscuits. You just feel, when you first wake up in the morning, you just feel dead hungover. It's like that empty, horrible feeling in your stomach. And the only way to stop yourself from feeling sick, well, for
is
me,
to eat.
Is to eat. And you've got to eat your way out of it.
So go on, how's your eating habits changed since you found out?
I wasn't really following my own tips because the only way I could get through the day was to eat. So, like, I was, and it was mostly like carby things because I was being sick so many times a day. I had to eat like a lot of bread and stuff.
I remember a day when you went to Greg's. Do you want to tell everyone about this?
It weren't actually Greg's. It was Sayers in Garston Village in Liverpool. Shout out to Joan. She knows me now.
You want first names to be with Joan?
Yeah, I finished PT and I'd done 5 PT sessions in the morning, given about 30 people diet and advice all morning. I left and I went and I got a piece of cheese on toast.
Didn't even know they sold that.
No, neither did I. Well, I do now, I know the whole menu. Then I left and then I went back and I got 4 sausage rolls.
No, you never.
I did. And I ate all 4 of them.
Did you eat all 4?
Before I got home. So then I went back again and got a cake.
No.
I'm not usually that person. I'm not. Girls and boys, I'm not. But
well,
unfortunately...
you know what, though, in all seriousness, most people listening to this are trying to lose weight or just starting up and they're going, oh, I need to be in a calorie deficit all the time. But then now, just say one of these girls fall pregnant, they go, oh my God, I'm feeding for 2, and start going to Greg's
so,
like that.
Do you know what, right? I was never under the illusion that I was eating for 2 during that few weeks. I just made the decision to let myself have whatever I wanted to make life a bit easier because I work quite a lot of hours.
In terms of, you, we don't need to feed
but now, I just went back on my calorie calculator and worked out what my maintenance is, which is about 2,000. I think it's like 1,950 a day. And that's all I'm having now. So if I fancy something, because I've got a few more calories in the day, I kind of let myself have it a bit more, but I just don't go to excess. Do you know what I mean? Like if I fancy chocolate, I'll have a Freddo.
You shouldn't be in a calorie deficit at all during pregnancy.
No.
First and second trimester is...
just maintenance calories. Yeah. Just go back on your calorie calculator and work it back out. And whatever your maintenance is, try and aim to stick at that.
And then the last trimester... you're still not feeding for 2.
You're not. Just 200 calories more a day. I think it's quite scary. It was really scary for me, the idea of like working so, so hard to lose weight, to get married and to feel really good about myself. And the thought that like I was eating all this stuff all the time and I felt like it was the first time since I've started dieting where I felt like I had no control.
Yeah.
And that was quite horrible, I suppose, with all the emotions at the same time. But, you know, it's one of those things like it just passes because the second I turned 12 weeks, my sickness is gone. And I feel totally normal.
And you're back training again.
Yeah, and your hunger just goes. Yeah, you're back to normal training.
So, training-wise, what's changed?
I've had to slow down a bit, haven't I?
Yeah,
a little bit
out of breath.
A little bit?
Yeah, a lot.
I feel really hot really quick, so just take it all a bit slower. So I'd have 2 PTs a week with Richie. They'd be quite intense, and then do a couple of spin classes and then train myself. I've now had to like cut it back a little bit. So we do 2 sessions that are less cardio based, aren't they?
Yeah.
Obviously less abs and stuff like that. And then now I probably only do like 1 or 2 spins, but I might go to a class that I've always found a little bit easier. My grandma Jean, God love her, has told me that it's very bad for the baby for me to be teaching spinning classes. It's very bad for the baby for me to be doing all this exercise and that I need to be at home putting your feet up.
That's so old school, but a lot of people do think that, don't they?
I know. It's very, very old fashioned, and anything I'm doing has been confirmed by my doctors and my midwives that it's fine. I wouldn't say like if you find out you're pregnant, all of a sudden you do feel dead bloated and you feel like you go from naught to feeling like a fat bastard dead quick. Yeah. So don't start anything like brand new, dead intense exercise as soon as you get pregnant. But like there's no reason that you have to stop doing all the things that you enjoy. Like I've trained already today twice, do you know what I mean? Like it's fine. I think you just need to like know your limits and know where you're not meant to be feeling it. So you can get like assessments for when you're pregnant. Like there's a few different places that do them. I just Googled pregnancy fitness assessment. There's a place in Liverpool that does it, but there's loads of different ones. And they just go through everything with you and say, okay, avoid this types of exercise or avoid that types of exercise.
But the be all and end all is really you want to be strong for giving birth, isn't it?
Yeah.
So squats, deadlifts, whatever are going to be helping.
Yeah, and then
this.
Obviously the fitter you are, like it's a marathon, not a sprint labour, isn't it? Yeah. So the fitter you are, it's obviously going to help you. And I feel like now, if you'd asked me 2 weeks ago, I probably wouldn't have said this, but I feel dead strong. I feel normal again now. So,
but that's quite common in the first trimester, isn't it, that you're going to feel like that. So the main thing would be to get professional advice, wouldn't it? So before you train, check with your midwife that everything's all right, and to a PT who's got knowledge on pregnancy.
Yeah, make sure they're like qualified up to that level. Yeah. But otherwise, crack on.
Yeah. There's going to be people, like we said before, listening, who are pregnant or looking at starting a family in the future or have never trained through the first baby. What's the process you'll go through now as a pregnant woman? You're going into your second trimester. Do you have any restrictions?
You've got the food restrictions, haven't you? Oh, it's the worst.
What foods can't you have?
Well, the NHS website says to avoid things like soft cheeses with a rind, so things like brie and camembert. and blue cheese.
Don't like blue cheese anyway.
You can't have like raw things, so like raw eggs and stuff like that. So like if you have things like poached eggs, which everyone loves, you can't have a runny egg or nothing like that. No. Can't have pate, but I don't like pate anyway. I don't know.
God, I'd never be able to eat out if I got pregnant.
Raw or undercooked meat.
That's what got you in this mess.
And on that subject, you can't have chorizo either.
Wow.
You can't eat shark or swordfish. I mean, I have not had any shark this year yet.
I'm going to take my rod out the maze, you know.
Can't have shellfish.
Do you know what? You've got quite a lot of restrictions, haven't you? There's way more than I thought on that
and
list.
And you can't have ciggies or bevvies either.
Ice cream should be fine to eat when you're pregnant.
That really wow. affects
you, doesn't it? Were you trying for long? Was it something that you were trying for, or...?
We got married in August, and we kind of, like, decided probably November time, because that's when we bought our house.
God, so it was quick.
That we would start, like, relaxing with, like, precautions. And then I researched and spoke to quite a few people and started, like, making sure I was eating, like, loads of iron-rich foods.
So just say there's someone there looking at the fella now going, babe, I'm ovulating here.
My first bit of advice would be, don't have sex just to get pregnant. You get so fixated on it, and especially for girls, you spend your whole younger years stressing that you're getting pregnant, that when you actually start to try, you put so much pressure on yourself. Like the first time I did a test after the first month, and it was only after the first month, so it was so ridiculous. I was gutted when it wasn't positive the first time. I was like, oh my God. But you need to relax with it as much as you can. And obviously, the more you do the deed, the better. Honestly, the best tip that I got was after you've done the deeds, a little tiny handstand or bum in the air. I know it sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? But it worked for my sisters. It worked for Luke's sister.
Did she
grabbed my hand.
Please
and
tell
said,
me, did you do a handstand?
No, because I kept falling. Yeah, get your bum in the air for about 10 minutes afterwards.
Do it.
Because what goes up must come down, otherwise it come out.
I'm so glad I can't make a mistake. I'm not cut out to be a parent.
Oh, I'd love it if you had a baby.
No.
Go on, we'll have matching bums. I'll buy a royal yours if you buy a royal man.
Oh, we're going to have to change the name of our podcast to A Girl.
A Gay.
And a Little Baby.
In the gym. Or Baby in the Oven, which is what Richie thought it was.
That's what they're saying, is a baby in the oven.
Fucking baby, no, bun in the oven.
So apparently it's not acceptable to say a girl, a gay,
and a baby in the oven.
Okay, so it's question time. So if anyone has any questions that you want us to answer, just slide it into our DM.
Slide it in.
I was thinking of the cha-cha slide that slide to the left. Remember that one? Anyway, I love this name. Rougie the Foodie. Hi, guys. I'm listening to your podcast. So she's saying, as we can tell from her page, how much she loves food, but she's impartial to a sweet treat. She struggles after a meal for that really bad sugar craving that she has. And what can she do to get rid of that craving, basically?
Have something.
Yeah.
If you split your calories between your meals, or like, say you've got so many calories left for the day, it's dinner time, and you've got like, I don't know, 600 calories left to use. If you know that you're going to want something sweet,
put it into your
fitness pal and then have a little bit, like have a couple of mouthfuls less easing it to allow for it if you want to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you've listened to all our podcasts, so you know it's an energy in, it's energy out. And you work off that number and you can put chocolate into that. There's nothing to say you can't. And if you enjoy it and it's what you crave, as long as you can keep it in moderation and within that number, you're still going to be on track.
Yeah, it's more about having like a bit of self-control, but instead of like, it's self-control, it's not like self-punishment, is it?
No. Things like I love a bit of chocolate, Maltesers.
I know you do, babe.
Yeah.
Go on, what else do you like?
Kit Kat Chunky, Galaxy Caramel, Topic, Starbar.
You showed your age then, Topic and a Starbar.
They still sell them?
I know,
oh my
babe,
God, why did my voice break? I'm a man.
Laura Marsh has sent us a message saying that she's genuinely getting so much from the podcast. Well, that's boss, Laura. I hope you're enjoying it, babe. She says she's trying to lose weight around friends who aren't, and she's finding it difficult to constantly explain herself why she's changing her habits.
Well, babe, what's her name?
Laura Marsh.
Laura, if you were skinned, would you think twice about having to explain you couldn't go out because you can't spend your money because you've got none? It's the same as your calories, and it's all down to being accountable. You can't eat them, you haven't got calories, and you want to lose weight, just be straight.
Sometimes, if you haven't actually had a conversation with them about it, and they don't really know how you're feeling, or they don't know how important it is to you, they'll take the piss because that's what mates do. Like, they'll rip the back out of you.
Or they'll support you.
Yeah, so maybe turn around and say to them, listen, I feel like I want to do this to make myself feel happier. You can either be sound and be supportive when we're out, or be a tit and I won't knock around with you.
So, babe, be accountable. Stay in your deficit if that's what you're wanting to do.
And tell your friends to shut the fuck up.
Or just play this to them.
You've been listening to Hattie Jeffries, also known as the Gym Bird, and Richie Swan, also known as Richie Swan, on A Girl and a Gay in the Gym. If you've enjoyed this podcast, then please subscribe, rate, and review it on Apple Podcasts now to help more people hear about it. And don't forget to follow the socials at Girl Gay Gym on Instagram and Twitter. Cheers.